I am Roberta Schultz. Let me start out by saying that I have always cared about pronouncing place names correctly. I wouldn't dream of pronouncing Cairo, Illinois, the same way one pronounces Cairo, Egypt. Nor did I say Rowan County more than once when I was a student at Morehead State University, located in Rowan County, Kentucky. And the good Lord help any novice announcer who says Reading Road upon first arriving in Cincinnati, when they most certainly mean Reading Road. So some listeners are just going to have to bear with me as I review a new book about one of my around Cincinnati beats, Appalachia, involving the Appalachian Trail. Published in 2016, When Grandma Gatewood Took a Hike, is a lovely children's book from Ohio University Press. The story was researched and written by Michelle Houts and illustrated with many lush nature-themed drawings by Erica Magnus. The storyline follows Ohio's own Emma Rowena Caldwell Gatewood on her journey from nature-loving grandma with local walking experience to hiker extraordinaire. Grandma Gatewood was the first woman to solo hike the entire length of the Appalachian Trail. The fact that she took up this challenge in her 67th year is amazing enough for me, but she did it twice, and then decided to take on the Oregon Trail as well. I'm fairly sure everyone pronounces Oregon the same way, but if not, please let me know. Children will probably not be as impressed with Grandma Gatewood's statistics as I am, but they will certainly admire the can-do message of Grandma Gatewood's story, her up-close encounters with adventures in the wild, including snakes, black flies, and bobcats, and her refusal to be stopped by a few setbacks. It is a not too closely guarded secret in most societies that grandparents and grandchildren share a conspiratorial bond through the magic of storytelling and story-making. This storybook will set many grandchildren to dreaming and planning that they, too, can finish what they start. Grandma Gatewood's first attempt at hiking the Appalachian Trail meets with humiliating failure when she begins her journey in Maine. A swarm of black flies attacks. She breaks her glasses and becomes hopelessly lost off trail. An air search locates her at last, but the search party advises her to go home, Grandma. A meeker person might have taken that failure as a sign to leave hiking to younger, abler hikers. But Emma Rowena Caldwell Gatewood returns home to Ohio to give her next attempt a lot of careful thought. Determined to finish her hike, she begins her next journey at the Georgia end of the trail. Armed with her homemade denim pack and ready plans to meet all obstacles. Who knew that sassafras leaves can repel black flies? Well, your Appalachian grandma just might. She arrives on Mount Katahdin almost 5 months later, an accomplished thru-hiker. Michelle Houts shares her source notes at the end of the book, as well as a historic photo of Grandma Gatewood on Sugarloaf Mountain, posing with some day-hiking children circa 1955. An illustration of Grandma Gatewood's worn high tops, her hiking shoe of choice, adorns the source page. When Grandma Gatewood Took a Hike by Michelle Houts, illustrated by Erica Magnus, will delight the young outdoorsman in your family. Share a little grandma mojo with those you love. You can find a link to this delightful storybook at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.